Blog Talk Radio.
I feel a sin coming on. I feel a rush that's about to go wrong. I got a shiver down to the bone. I feel a seeing coming on. I got a buzz in my brain. Drunk on a low, going down like champagne. I got a feeling it's gonna leave a lipstick stain, and I'll be the only one to blame. And you can see it all over my face, sweet temptation all over the place. Give me tall, dark, and handsome, mix it up with some strong. I feel
welcome to the Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray, and with me as always is my co-host, Naomi Sarah. Naomi and I are poets on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. You don't have to belong to the group or the website to call in, to share, to listen, and enjoy, but it is highly recommended. Tonight is our sensual poetry night. If you find it is not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. We have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everybody's taste. Also, make sure when you get a chance to check out the poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets on Amazon, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. And hello, Naomi. How's it going?
Hello. Going great. I had a nice nap after the show this afternoon. So, yeah, went to bed right to supper time.
Oh, man. You know what? I did the exact same thing, and I tell you, I had trouble. I had trouble waking up from my nap. I had to grab a little bit of coffee because.
Me too.
But yeah, well, good. I'm glad you were able to get some rest, and yeah, we got a great show lined up. The main theme of yes,
the poetry tonight is going to wake us up. So that's for sure. I read it on the pieces, and wow! Like they're steaming.
You definitely can't sleep when you're sweating like that. But, yeah, so the main theme was I Feel a Sin Coming On, and you and I ran a contest on All Poetry where we had song lines that were from the two different songs by the same title. But the song was I Feel a Sin Coming On, and there was the version by the Pistol Annies, and then there was the version by what was his name? Jason McCoy. And while they had the same title and the same general theme, they weren't the exact same songs. And one was from the male perspective and one was from the female perspective. So I thought that made like a really great idea to, have song lines from both the songs.
Oh yeah, indeed. I mean, those made for the most awesome prompts there. You know, the lines that were selected were just amazing. So people were really inspired, my gracious.
Yes, it's always great to see. It's always great to see when you get a contest filled up. So, all right, well, we've got an awesome night of hot poetry and a couple of callers on the line. So I'm going to go ahead and bring them on. And first of all, I'd like to say welcome to Laurent. Glad you could join us.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here. Good evening, guys.
Hello, Laurent.
Hey, Naomi.
And then I'd like to say welcome to Felon. Glad you could join us.
I'm glad
I'm
here. I got my ice cream ready, guys, for all the hotness.
Ah, right. Let's hope it doesn't melt too fast. All right. So, Naomi, what do you got for us first?
Well, first, I'm going to put up a poem by Time Teller. And, Laurent, could you give this a read for us, please?
All right. This is called The Neon Calls My Name. That sweet perfume is to blame. Thin silver shafts between tall buildings. Moon highlights the corners and overfilled dumpsters. The back doors of restaurants left open, oozing greasy molecules into the night air. Flicker flesh with tongues as we play into each other's eyes. Shrapnel clatters the plates, and dessert trolleys have you seen as competition. It's warm, hot, and sultry, like alligator weather. I want to strip, cool off, and my vision greedily eats away at your clothes. Fishnets I dive for. How can I be a fish tonight? Caught withering and arching, gasping for that starry night air within your nets. Under the neon of your ceilings, I hear my name moaned. Under the neon, over lights of butterflies and angels blinking in shock, as I inhale deeply your perfume, design, lure me in. This time, I am competition for the colors of butterflies swarming the walls and ceilings. You groan my name as the neon sign outside the blackout curtains tries its best to gain entry, finding a gap in chinking colors of the bedside clock. I see my reflection in its glass. Shall we have coffee before we leave? You ask. I hear music and suddenly look up What is that perfume you're wearing, I ask. Do you like it, you say? End poem.
Great read, Lawrence, and Naomi, great choice for starting the show. And Felon, let's start with your thoughts.
Whoa, Tom Taylor knocked this out of the park. This is sultry, sultry, sultry. I mean, it's like him taking one piece of clothing off at a time, and he just his first line just brings you in all together, slipping silver shafts between tall buildings, moonlights the corners and overfilled dumpsters and the back doors where restaurants left open, oozing greasy molecules into the night air. That just sets the tone of it's about to get naughty, naughty. And even, you know, it's that back door guest or that one person that comes in when the, you know, the light is no longer on the day and no one can see who's coming in and slipping in to take you over. I mean, this is just whoa. And then it's warm and hot and sultry like alligator weather. That is just sexy. I mean, this is just an amazing piece. Tom Taylor, wow. This is about the best piece I think you've ever wrote in this form. I'm just like in awe. Excellent, excellent write.
Absolutely. I have to agree with you. He really did knock this one out of the ballpark with some really sexy lines and imagery. So great comment there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I was just drawn to this piece when I read it. It's like reading a chapter out of a novel, out of a book. You know, I was just like drawn in the descriptions, like Felon said, how he just starts the whole piece off. And then, you know, how he continues with the description, but it's all hot and sultry and just dripping, you know, and under the neon of your ceilings, I hear my name moaned. And then he goes on with the butterflies and the angels and, you know, the color of butterflies. And just a wonderful write that just drew me right in, you know, right from the first lines. Just an amazing, amazing piece here by Tom Taylor. Just so enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. And Lauren, you did a great job of reading that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, the first couple of stanzas, she does an absolutely wonderful job of setting the scene, describing the colors, describing the heat, especially those back doors of restaurants left open. The second stanza, flicker flesh with tongues as we play into each other's eyes, shrapnel clatters the plates, and dessert trolleys have you seen his competition. A wonderful way of describing two people in a restaurant. Shrapnel, I assume, being the knife, fork, and spoon clattering down onto empty plates. Alligator weather is also a great way to describe the heat of the evening. And when she begins to get sexy, and that line, my vision greedily eats away at your clothes, and she wishes to be a fish. She incorporates the outside lights, the neon of the lights outside, and it becomes the neon of your ceilings, which I think is wonderful. Again, her descriptives, she never really alludes exactly as to what is happening. There's no description of the sex act, but it's done completely differently through metaphors, through imagery, very skillfully. Really one of her best pieces.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just to let you know, Tom Taylor is actually a guy.
I've made that mistake before.
Oh, we all have. I've been there before plenty of times. And I'm sure some people never told me I was there. So
you remember
gone
Jill?
There.
Jill?
Yes.
I thought that was a guy for a long time.
Well, yeah, because it looked like her name was Jill.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Oh, too funny.
Memory.
yes. But I have to agree with you. This is a skillfully done write where there's never anything specific specifically described, which is wonderful, but alluded to with metaphor and imagery very skillfully. I, too, also like that stanza that Lawrence and Naomi brought up, under the neon of your ceiling, I hear my name moaned. I think another one that particularly stood out to me, and this was a wonderful central rite all the way through, was the fishnet to die for, how I could be a fish tonight, caught withering and arching, gasping for that starry night air within your net. That just absolutely wonderful metaphor, imagery, and illusion within those lines. So beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Oh, I have another steamy piece. Well, I mean, you know, I have a hard time picking out pieces tonight because, you know, they're all awesome. So I put up a piece by Stellina and Felon, if you want to go and give that a read for us, please.
Absolutely. I haven't seen it yet. Let me refresh. Okay. Here you go. This is by Fellini, and it's called Fellini. I apologize. Tall, dark, and handsome. You are all welcome, ladies. Oh, and of course, gentlemen, who is your favorite? Give me that tall, dark, and handsome. Mix it with something strong. Only then will I be willing to play along. He's like a rich Irish coffee, laced with a tot, hot and ready, and really hits the spot. Can't resist those black, brooding, come-to-bedroom eyes with dark, dusty lashes and cool, compromised guys. With sleek, raven curly hair in the nape of his neck, or off his shoulders, I apologize about that, like a lush velvet drape, long legs akimbo, a nonchalant stance, inviting me to partake in his flirtatious dance. The dark side of the moon has always appealed to his unknown mysteries. I would achingly yield. For me, to get swarthy, pallid skin, he sure could lead me down the road to sin. So give me tall, dark, and handsome, mix it with something strong, then I would be more than willing to play along. End point. Apologize for messing it up.
No, that was a wonderful read. Thank you. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I just loved, you know, he's like a rich Irish coffee laced with a tot, hot and heady, that really hits the spot. You know, I just love the rhythm and rhyme through this, and the way, and her descriptions, you know, long legs akimbo and nonchalant stance, inviting me to partake in a flirtatious dance. You know, I just love the way it just flowed, like rolled off the tongue, the entire piece here. And and just the descriptions were so strong, and it was such a seductive, you know, a passionate piece here by Stellina. Just enjoyed it so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have to agree. Well said there. And Laurent, your thoughts?
I enjoy this. I like the lines that were just quoted by Naomi. But I really like the dark side of the moon. It's always appealed to his unknown mysteries. I would achingly yield. For me, be he swarthy or pallid of skin, he sure could lead me down the road to sin. And that's really the essence about the prompt, I think in this case, your prompts really brought out some good poetry, and this is one of them.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have to agree, this is not going to be an easy contest to judge.
No.
And,
no.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lawrence. And Felon, your thoughts?
Reading this, it got me going because when I was like, oh my gosh, where's this guy at? I would like to see him myself.
Right.
What got me, I thought, no. I think he got a little tired. I think it was actually drooling itself. So And that's what makes a good writer is to actually just already start describing something that makes your mouth water and just like, ooh, where's it at? You can see it in your head and you're like, damn, I want that. So that's what this thing did, and I like the way she ended it. Like she began it, to give that call, Nelson Hansen, get something strong. Then I will be more than willing to play along. I think that is an excellent way to end it, and just it was just a great read the whole way through. And wow, I'd like to see some more from her.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I have to agree with you. That was a great way to end it. And I like this write all the way through. On a technical level, it had wonderful rhyme and flow, beautiful, just, you know, nice sensual imagery all the way through. What particularly stood out to me as far as rhymes is he's like a rich Irish coffee laced with a tot, hot and heady that really hits the spot. And then also the other one I really liked was the where Laurent mentioned the dark side of the moon. It has always appealed to his unknown mysteries. I would achingly yield. Wonderful lines there and very well done. So, all right, great comments, everybody. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Yeah, if I can stop God choking on the water
oh,
I just swallowed because I'm feeling so flushed here. I have one up for you to read, Pam, by Kitty the Naughty Poet.
All right. Shivers from Your Name by Kitty the Naughty Poet. I feel a shiver down to the bone each time your name is spoken. Lust, sweat, along with pleasure and pain, all rolled into one little name, your name. Your voice as it slithers through the air from your silver-tongued throat, searching for me its prey, rapping with pure wild intent, sneaking with snake eyes to pierce untouched flesh. Squeeze your way through my essence with the shadow of my name whispered in the whistle of the wind. Send sweet shivers down to the bone just from the sound of your voice or the feel of your name. End poem. And I apologize. I don't know at what point Kitty put a SoundCloud in there, but I know I didn't notice it earlier. So I'll make sure to check better next time, but sorry about that. Hopefully the read was sufficient. And Lauren, your thoughts?
My thoughts are that third stanza. Squeeze your way through my essence with the shadows of my name, whispered in the whistle of the wind. Send sweet shivers down to the bone just from the sound of your voice or the feel of your name. I like that just as a standalone piece. And then when you add the other excellent stanzas, you get something that's very good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're right. You're right. I mean, yeah, the whole poem is wonderful, but that is a standalone stanza. Oh, it's so great comment there. And Felon, your thoughts?
Wow. This each stanza stands on its own and can just be a poem in itself, or just a, you know, quick brevity. And it's hot, hot, hot. That's what I commented on her piece. This wow. This is going to be a very complicated contest because every piece is just a different hit in a different way, in a different seductive way, and this seduces you all the way through, and it's just like, damn, it's oof, hot, love it.
Absolutely, absolutely, well said there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh yeah, I just love this, you know, shivers from your name, lust, sweat, along with pleasure and pain, all rolled into one little name, your voice. You know, it just the thought of, you know, just, you know, when you think of somebody and just their name, you know, it rolls into your head and you're like obsessed, you know, and their name is just there and it sends shivers down your spine just thinking of spending time with them, you know. She had captured that, all that feeling so well in this right here. Just amazingly well-written piece.
Absolutely. I have to agree. It is a beautifully written piece. And you're right, there is something about, you know, when you got that special someone or someone you're really attracted to, and just hearing their name or even just saying their name. And like I said, this is wonderful all the way through. I think for me it was that second stanza that really stood out for me. Your voice as it slithers through the air from your silver-tongued throat, searching for me, its prey. I like the cat and mouse game, the whole idea of the hunt. So excellent write and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, next we're going to listen to A SoundCloud by Weaver of Dreams.
All right. Let me mosey on over to the studio and let me find that. And here we go.
Every inch of my body screams, this can't be a sin. As each quivering nerve ending shivers with desire, my body knows your fingertips, bends to your touch. I feel exquisite pleasure, my blood set on fire. Your lips tantalize, tongue teases, legs wrap around me. Then begins the sensual build-up as tension tightens my muscles and my need for every part of you to touch me becomes all to me. Now I sob with pleasure as the passion exceeds all before. You hold me still, lick the tears from my cheeks, kiss me, soft, tender, then deeper, wilder, as I murmur, don't stop. Your mouth moves, starts a slow journey downwards. The tiny nips and delicate kisses drive me to the brink of release. Frisson and the frenetic fervor explode. You're beside me, inside me, around me. You are my world.
Great read there, Weaver. Oh my goodness, that is definitely hot. With the combination of their chosen lines and imagery and her reading voice. And thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Laurent, let's start with your thoughts.
Yeah, she does a good job of the reads. Very central, as is the poem itself. You hold me still, lick the tears from my cheeks, kiss me, soft, tender, then deeper, wilder, as I murmur, don't stop. That's such an intimate moment, the licking of the tears, in addition to the overwhelming pleasure of two bodies, and the tender act of love is stimulating and it's arousing without crossing the line, but close enough to maintain a strong heat.
Absolutely. Yes, you're right. It doesn't cross lines, but it puts that toe up to, like, as you said, maintain the strong heat. And Felon, your thoughts?
I absolutely love this piece. Like I left her the message, I said, oh my, your read is seductive alone. But this piece brings desire to the grips of passion's pores, and it really does. I mean, it just, it lifts it up to the surface of every inch of her being. And what really got me too is now I sob with pleasure as the passion exceeds all before. You hold me still, lick my cheek, kiss me, soft, tender, then deep, wilder, as I murmur, do not stop. Oh my God. This is hot, 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 and this contest is just getting steamier and steamier. I can't wait to hear the rest.
Absolutely. I have to agree with you. Definitely hot. So well said there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. This is the hottest and steamiest I've ever heard Kate go. Oh, my gracious. And, you know, she just dived in, and this is just so hot and so sultry and so amazing. I mean, your lips tantalize, tongue teases, legs wrap around me, then begins the sens- sensual buildup as a tension. And then, you know, and you feel that the buildup all the through the poem, you know, to the right to the release in the end there. So just amazing, amazing right here by Kate all the way through.
Absolutely. And you're right. She really did let go with this one. And it just a standout piece. I did like the whole ending with the frisson of frenetic fervor explode. You're beside me, inside me, around me. You are my world. There's a real, throughout this whole rite, there's a physical attraction, a physical need, but there's also an emotional bond. You know, with you hold me still, lick the tears from my cheeks, kiss me soft, tender. And, you know, the passion within the simple line, as I murmur, don't stop, your mouth moves, starts a slow journey downwards. The tiny nips and delicate kisses drive me to the brink of release. Just absolutely stunning, passionate lines there, beautifully written and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Okay, well, next I have a write by Blue Harrison. And I guess that's my turn to read, so let's go. Reined in, EDT, tossing sheets aside just before midnight hits, feeling a bit between my teeth and everywhere your scent languishing, raising my want to stampede. Where were you going when you had to take leave, pulling your jeans from my sure grip? Your look over shoulder hesitant, hard pressed to let my bed cool. Don't name me fool, just another sampled scent, you rubbed against pulse points to sniff, intensely aware, musky echo of need to need, a flower filling steam. I've let go the harbor, seed it wild. And that garden house bloom has never carried such an intoxicating perfume as what you've made of me. Don't ignore what you've plucked. Come back. Saturate my sheets. We, an unconventional swelling push against our expected germination while expelling such heat, becomes an abode, an unmatched aroma. Sarah, sexy, end poem.
Great read, Naomi. And it's always great to see a write by Blue Harrison. I always enjoy and appreciate her poetry. Wonderful imagery throughout and metaphors. And Fallon, your thoughts?
Don't you just hate when somebody gets something started and just leaves before it's over? That's tough. Just to get her going and getting her all, you know, hot and bothered, and yet, you know, leaving that stent and wanting seconds. It's like, you know, like they say, like the raisin brand, two scoops of raisin, and you know, you want to come back for another bowl, and yet, just that aroma. That Sarah sexy. So she says Sarah sexy. I like the metaphors in this. I like how she says, "Don't ignore what you put. Come back. Saturate my sheets." Whoa, that is sexy in itself, and that can mean so many different things. And I like that. It gives the reader a little naughty, but it also gives it a mm-hmm. So excellent, excellent. Right, Blue Harrison. I look forward to hearing more from her.
Absolutely, absolutely. I definitely have to agree. Yeah, you're right. It does have that feel of wanting to go back for more. And before we continue on with comments, I'd like to welcome Tom to the show. Welcome, Tom. Glad you could join us.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Hi,
hey, Tom.
Hello.
And Naomi, your thoughts.
Yeah, I just love this read too. You know, the aroma sexy at the end there. I just love that word she made up, you know. And of course, you know, she has a lot of scent in this, you know, intoxicating perfume. They saturate my sheets, and of course the smell of another person, just their skin, it is enough to almost drive you crazy sometimes. You know, you get impregnated with their scent. It's proven, eh? It's a chemical reaction. It's really proven that we're drawn to certain scents. The skin of a person will really draw you in. So it's really a proven fact that scent is a great part of sexual attraction when it comes to another person. So just an amazing write here by Blue Harrison, and I so enjoyed it all through.
Absolutely. And you're right. That is, it's very true. There is something about the right kind of scent, and, you know, like when you smell somebody that, it really just is quite a turn on. So great comment there. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you guys. The right scent, a cloud of pheromones, will often routinely cause men to lose their minds. So that works for me. I love the fact that she used scent to carry the entire poem forward, everywhere from scent languishing to sampled scent to intoxicating perfume. He has plucked a flower with an intoxicating aroma. Now is not the time to put it into a vase on a shelf, or rather bring it out and be really enjoyed. That abode of unmatched aroma, pharisexy.
Absolutely. Well said there. And Tom, did you get a chance to read or to hear that poem?
Yeah, I love Blue Harrison. I have for quite a few years. This is very typical of her where, oh, by the way, my wife laughs as we rub booties. I have no sense of smell. And my nose is always stopped up. I like this. I always joke about the fact that if gas were leaking in the house, my eyes would water before my nose smelled it. But there's other things. We won't go there. But this is delightful because he plays so well with the way in which not only do scents affect us, but we become attached to look forward to certain aromas and certain connections and certain things telling us that one thing leads to the next. And when that is interrupted, it's a tease. I think she speaks really well to the tease when she, where was that? And where were you going when you had to take your leave, pulling your jeans from my sore grip? You are look over his shoulder, hesitant, hard-pressed to let my bed cool. That just says, that has so many beautiful layers in it and says so much. That and when she goes, I've let go of the arbor seed wild, and that garden house bloom has never carried such an intoxicating perfume as what you made of me.
Absolutely.
I mean, and he does this without having to tell us anything. Most people.
Yeah, and I really like that she does that all, as you said, without having to tell us anything. It's all like about the sensual tease. You know, and exactly, and wonderful.
And not even really a need to go into great innuendo either. She just simply works the whole idea of the scent and the promise that was torn away And we feel
I'm having a very hard time hearing Tom. Am I the only one?
You're breaking up a little bit, Tom, but not. Yeah.
Well, the voice is very faint. Like there's not enough volume.
Yeah. Well, I may have been moving my head around, so I apologize. But no, I mean she does an excellent job of providing the information we need to fill in all the details. And I think that
absolutely. Yep. Wonderful comment.
Yes.
Yeah, I really liked this all the way through, and wonderful use of imagery and metaphors and the sensual tease, as I said, the idea of using scent and the intoxication of scent. I really beautiful all the way through, but I've let go the arbor seeded wild. And that garden house bloom has never carried such an intoxicating perfume as what you've made of me. Wonderful lines there and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, I have another male one, male voice that needs a male voice. So Tom just arrived. So if you can read that one by Bookworm Dave, if you don't mind, Tom.
Hold on a second. Here we go. Fruit of Desire by Bookworm Dave, 227. Her peachy white skin reflected in the moonlit night, with the moon reflecting on the river, mustering courage from a wine glass. Excuse me. Would you like this dance with a cherry in her mouth, smiling in a sweet way, her eyes hazel and lovely, placing her wine down? It was not a fast dance, nor a slow romantic one that would have to wait. You drew me close. I said her name. She said her. With no hint of sarcasm, a gentle whisper filled my ears, blowing soft kisses in the wind. Her dress was to her knee, not a formal dress, but not the casual, dark green. She said it was time as she danced and giggled, allowing me to learn about her suburban New Jersey, she opined, laughing as we both were in Ohio, talking about suburbs we both knew. Her smile and personality won me over. He was called an ice queen. No ice in this conversation. No hint of anything but warmth. Spinning around the room like a top, she had me wrapped around her, wearing my affection like a nicely fitted glove. Music filled the air, taking a break and drinking more. This time it was water. Dinner would soon be served. Our salad and dinner served on time. Dessert would be much later. Kissing the night away, but not goodbye. Our night was far from over. Maybe we rushed into it quickly. But when she purred yes, kissing her lips that were sweet as the wine we had earlier, her neck pressed, and each step met with yes. Our clothes came off in her room, and lovemaking was awkward. We both knew of inexperience. We had passions built on trust that recently was earned. Each sigh and whimper met with a kiss and an orgasm. And I had one before. It was like our bodies were in sync, not rushed, but soft and careful. That night, the time of youth. Every time I smell peaches, I think of her. So long ago, dreams of her still revisit. End poem.
Great read there, Tom. And a wonderful write by Bookworm Dave. He definitely has a gift for storytelling and for bringing us back into the past with him. And so we are there in that moment. I think for me, some of the stuff that particularly stood out, well, first of all, he has wonderful attention to detail, even bringing up the salad for dinner. And the fact that it was not a fast dance nor a slow romantic one, that would have to wait. I really liked, music filled the air, taking a break and drinking more. This time it was water. Dinner would be served soon. Kissing, I think for sensuality, though, kissing the night away, but not goodbye. Our night was far from over. Maybe we rushed into it quickly, but when she purred, yes. You know, when you hear that yes being purred, that you've hit the right notes. I also like that ending. That night, the time of youth, every time I smell peaches, I think of her. You know, there's a wonderful nostalgic feel to this sensual rite. Very, very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts.
Yeah, I have to agree with you, Pam, there with about some of those lines you stated, and especially, you know, every time I smell peaches, I think of her. You know, wow, what a way to bring up nostalgia, full of emotion of nostalgia in a rite, you know, by scent, you know, which is such a powerful, a sense to put into a poem, I think. And, you know, I just love this, you know, our clothes came off in our room and lovemaking was awkward. We both knew of inexperience. We had passion built on trust that was recently was earned. Each sigh and whimper met with a kiss and orgasm. You know, and the way he says our bodies were in sync, not rushed, but soft and careful. Just had such a beautiful write. And like you said, he really has a knack, you know, for amazing, amazing storytelling. I just love this piece all throughout. Good job here. Amazing writing here, Bookworm Dave.
Absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. And I like that you brought up the part about our bodies were in sync. So, well, great observation. And Felon, your thoughts?
Well, for one, I showed him, I said, taking the prompt and making it a scent of its own is amazing in itself, because it's the prompt he used right now, the apple's looking mighty fine, but yet he took a peach. And selecting that peach is almost like a orgasmic moment in itself, is reaching for that peach and feeling it before, you know, and taking it home. And then when you just take it to your mouth, you can actually smell its aroma. And then when you bite into it, it's like, oh, that first bite is always amazing. And that's what this is, that first bite of romance, that first bite of being intimate with another, because he talks to be an inexperience and the youthism. I think that's what this is all about. It's taking that first bite of that juicy piece of fruit, and you'll never forget it. It will always be in your mind, even though you might not get another bite. It's that first bite that leaves that impression, and that's what this is. And I mean, it's sultry, it's whimsical, but it's also of innocence and sexy. Great piece.
Absolutely, and great observation there. And you're right, that first bite of that delicious fruit definitely sticks with you. So, excellent comment. And, Laurent, your thoughts?
One of a number of things I enjoyed about this poem was the fact that the author took his time developing the characters, introducing us to them as they moved through a flirtatious conversation, a flirtatious dinner, into the romantic interlude that follows, all the way along, step by step, telling the story in steps, which I liked, and doing it without really trying to skip any part of it, which I thought added to the completeness of the story. I like the way he wrote this, and she was called an ice queen, no ice in this conversation, no hint of anything but warmth, spinning around the room like a top. She had me wrapped around her, wearing my affection like a nicely fitted glove. And that's nice phrasing, not complex, but thorough in the way he covers the subject. A very enjoyable piece.
Absolutely. I have to agree. So well said there. And Tom, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts?
Well, when I'm reading a poem, especially since I'm reading it with having never read it before, I look a lot, well, how much the author tells me how to read it. And he does a beautiful job of that. He catches things in quick, sharp little glances that at the same time draw you in, because it becomes more than just a story. It's like someone standing in front of you and suddenly going, oh, I'm reminded of, and then sharing something intimate and special that makes you feel part of their being. You know, it's like you suddenly become friends with the author in terms of hearing this tale related, because it's related in such an intimate fashion without being naughty or something that we would be ashamed to hear or anything like that, but more like being trusted with a wonderful moment that is so special to someone else. And that's a gift. That's truly a gift to say something that way. And he does a wonderful job of it.
Yeah, I have to agree. There is a feel of a wonderful, intimate moment within this rite. So great comments, everybody. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Well, next I'm going to drag Diane away from her hockey game. We're going to put up her SoundCloud.
All right. So let's go ahead, and I'll go ahead and push play on that. So, do-do-do-do-do, here we go.
I Felt That Sin Coming On by Diane D. I felt that shiver down to the bone, where my spine sat as a silhouette. But his touch had every hair follicle standing united, beating their drum. His gentle breath on my moist neck lit a fire desire felt down in my toes, that crept up my hot, thirsty thighs and made my female pulses twitch. I felt him in every flame of my heat, and I wanted him from every quiver. But he teased my trembling throbs until I felt fire swell my aching loins. At the peak of my inflamed yearning, he secured his lustful imprisonment and titillated my virgin vulnerability until I felt wet waft swoosh upward. Then a moment of intense saturation soaked my skin in my own heart, burgeoning my temperature, soaring skyward with the pollen of Sin Secret and Poem.
Great read and write, Diane. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a friendly reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in to read your poem, the next best thing is to record it, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Tom, let's start with your thoughts.
Well, this is, I don't want to say this. She does a really great job of getting you awakened to your own sense of, I guess, the best sense of, I would strike, it strikes me, because I felt that shiver down to the bone, and his gentle breath on my moist neck lit a fire, desire felt down my toes. And especially when you get to that last verse, which I was thinking about, then in a moment of intense saturation soaked my skin in my own heartbeat. I love that line, soaked my skin in my own heartbeat. You can just see her becoming so vibrant and so smooth and so alive, both inwardly and outwardly, that she is completely caught in this moment. I just thought it was delightful. I love that last line, skyward with a pollen of Sin's Secrets. Delightful. And a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to agree. Well said there. And Lawrence, your thoughts?
Yeah, in a way, this is a poem of autonomic responses. The ability of the poet to transmit those, I think it's basically what Tom said, when the shiver of the spine, the hair follicles standing up, the desire felt in my toes, the flame of my heat, every quiver, all those things, including the intense saturation, all those things are responses that the body makes in times of stress, in times of passion, which this is, so it's not stress. And so that carries the poem for me from beginning to end, because you get a real sense of the character's emotions and sensations.
Absolutely, yeah, I have to agree with both of you. There is a really great sense, as you said, Laurent, about the emotions and the physical sensations. So great comment there. And Felon.
Oh, wow. I really enjoyed this as well. I think that coming from a female's side and hearing, I felt him in every flame of my heat. I wanted him for every quiver that he teased, my trembling throbs, as I felt the fire swell, my aching loins. You know, getting between those hips and that pelvis and making you feel it just there too. I mean, it's like, whoa, okay, that's sultry and sexy and just seduces anybody that reads this. So I mean, just I think I need more ice cream. This is getting hotter and hotter. So, wow,
right? Either that, or just go get yourself a big old bucket of ice.
I'm like, yeah, exactly. I'm enjoying the night.
Right. Great comment there, Felon. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, my gracious. I just want some of that swoosh. You know,
right?
She says, until I felt wet want swoosh upward. You know, my gracious, the girls are turning up the heat tonight. You know, Kate and now Diane, oh my gracious, this is just a marvelous write, you know, so passionate and so sultry and so seductive and, you know, just amazing, amazing writing here by Diane, you know, the hot, thirsty thighs. Made my female pulses twitch, you know, and I just keep getting, coming back to that word swoosh, you know, and it is like a big swoosh upward, you know, that feeling when it takes over you, you know, and she just drove at it and nailed it just perfectly here in this right. All that feeling, passionate feeling. Just very
absolutely,
well done.
Absolutely. Great comments, everybody. Yeah, I really liked this whole thing, the whole right all the way through. The way she gave us that passionate feeling of physical reaction and emotion. I felt him in every flame of my heat, and I wanted him from every quiver when he teased my trembling sobs until I felt fire swell my aching loins. And his gentle breath on my moist neck lit every fire desire felt down in my toes. I like that she brings us through the desire felt from head to toe. So beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Well, I have one by my angel. I think, Laura, can you read this, please?
All right. This is called Inquiring Minds by My Angels 3. My kind of inappropriate and your kind of inappropriate got together for drinks. We had a kind of passion that couldn't wait to get inside the door. I knew it was going to be one of those nights because the bra came off before the shoes. You set free what had been caged in my wicked mind for years. I just needed a bit of raw and honest passion to reset my mind. No games or egos, just unfiltered, authentic passion, real and natural in its purest form. We made it a habit of not making it to the bedroom. Every piece of furniture would have its own story. You loved me in a way that the guests in the adjoining rooms needed a cigarette. As we lay here, spent from a night of unbridled sex, I wonder how much longer you will stay. How soon before you leave and go home to her? And I can't help but wonder, you hide the love bites I leave on your skin, branding you mine? Does she notice the scratches where my nails dig into your flesh? For when you made my body shudder with waves of pleasure, does she taste my sweet nectar on your lips? Or when you nestled between my legs? Or does she only see you in the dark?
Great read, Laurent, and what a wonderful write by My Angel 3. I really enjoyed the sultriness in this. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, this is a woman that's writing. Yeah, I got that, you know, when Laurent was half down into it. Adultery, of course, talking about it, does she notice the scratches where my nails dig into your flesh? From when you made my body shudder with waves of pleasure, does she taste my sweet nectar on your lips? You know, there's something, she says it from the first, my kind of inappropriate and your kind of inappropriate get together for drinks. That's so amazing, you know, that phrasing at the beginning. I just love that. And, you know, all through this, right, is just amazing wording throughout this. Every piece of furniture would have its own story. And in the stanza, you know, you loved me in a way that the guests in the adjoining rooms needed a cigarette. Wow. You know, that's just amazing there. That stanza right there. Very powerful, sultry, sinful right, all through. Just amazing, amazing writing.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have to agree. It is an amazing write, and I do like those lines. I thought it was clever and playful. Every piece of furniture would have its own story. What a clever way to say if the walls could talk, you know? So great comment there, Naomi. And Tom, your thoughts?
Well, she definitely makes the point about how much, how do I say this? The whole idea of the unbridled passion, no games or ego, just unfiltered, authentic passion, real and natural in its purest form. If we're going to be this raw and this open in our sex, that's a level of intimacy that should make a permanent mark. And she goes into that and asks that question that's got to be there. If we can do this, how can she not know? Because something personal and private that should be just between you and your wife is now between us, stolen it, almost like it's an object. How could she not know? And it's funny, I was just watching a film tonight on Netflix where a guy writes a song and his girlfriend, who also writes songs, immediately knows that it's not to her and that he's having an affair. I mean, so it just resonated in my mind because it's the same kind of thing. You know. And how could she not know? Is it because she doesn't want to know? I just like the doubles, you know. Again, I get fascinated by the layers that somebody creates for something like this. And she does a wonderful job of that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment, Tom. Yeah, I really thought this had some wonderful lines in it. You know, like it's the furniture one, as I mentioned, and I can't help but wonder, do you hide the love bites I leave on your skin, brandishing you mine? I like that she brings up the scratches and the bites and that strong physical reaction to digging into somebody's flesh. So I thought that was particularly very well done. And I also really liked, you loved me in a way that the guests in the adjoining room needed a cigarette. Yeah, I'm guessing there was a lot of love that's going on there. So just a wonderful sensual right. And Felon, your thoughts?
This is my kind of gal. I mean, when you go home, if you're going home to somebody else, you're going to have scars. They're going to know. Believe me, you're leaving with my blood and yours is mixed in together, because it's going to be left. And not only that, the mark of my spirit and soul is going to be in there. So she even knows just looking into his eyes. So this is just a very sensual, seductive, and just like, yeah, that kind of gritty, right, that just grabs you. As everyone says, you love me in a way the guests in the adjoining rooms need a cigarette. Honey, now that is some intimacy going on right there, really a little more than that. So that, and that furniture, oh, yeah, it would all have its marks as well. So this is just a great ride.
Absolutely. Absolutely great comment, Felon. And Laurent, your thoughts?
I like the way the poem started, conveying the sense of urgency and passion that both of them felt. The line about the bra coming off before the shoes was a good one. They couldn't wait to get inside that door. And I enjoyed that. And I enjoyed the short, clean stanzas. I imagine any man who's not overly worried about bite marks and scratches, well, the question is probably answered. She only sees him in the dark. And perhaps is already asleep when he gets in bed. Who knows? But yeah, I like this a lot.
Absolutely. And a sense of urgency was a great way to describe that poem. So wonderful comments, everybody. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Well, she's been waiting on the board there, out there, and we appreciate it so much, her presence on the board. So So I put up Sapphire Rose, and we have a SoundCloud for that.
All right, here we go.
Tall, dark, and handsome with a side of strong. The midnight hour whispers of desires not easily dismissed. My body reminisces on tall, dark, and handsome with a side of strong. Eyes case the room, breast taut and fixed in your direction. This femme fatale covets a beast in sheets, the sort of depth one can get lost in. Full of power and passion, magnetized by beats of love, an intensity never felt before. Flood my ears with saucy tales, tease my mind with sinful words. Use your tall, dark, and strong to play, taunt, and tease. You see me more than any other. You trace every scar with the most assiduous desire to know their every story. The push and pull are intoxicating. You ooze a mysteriousness that is hard to ignore. My lips seek the elixir of tall, dark, and strong, searching and craving your ardent touch, leaving me inebriated and at your mercy. The dawn screams of desires experienced, my body hung over on tall, dark, and handsome with a side of strong. End poem.
Great read and write, Sapphire. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Lauren, your thoughts.
Sapphire always provides a very good, a very well-produced SoundCloud. Excuse me, I'm having trouble talking. She knows how to make things sensual and warm without losing control. But when she wrote, eyes case the room, breasts taut and fixed in your direction, this femme fatale covets a beast in the sheets, the sort of depth one can get lost in. Oh, Lord. This woman knows her stuff, and she does. Every stanza has a strong central core that leaves a small mark on the reader. The push and pull are intoxicating. You ooze a mysteriousness that is hard to ignore. And, of course, the ending refers to the prompt very nicely. You know, there's a problem with following or marrying a man was tall, dark, and handsome with a side of strong. Every other woman is attracted to him. He's probably been told he's handsome all his life. So he has perhaps an ego. You might have an ego. And, you know, so you're giving yourself that worry syndrome. You got to find the guy who's reasonably tall, maybe short, a little squat perhaps, plain looking, but nice looking, you know, not unhandsome. And you'll rest a lot easier at night.
Right, right. It's kind of almost like that rap song, find an ugly woman and make her your wife, and you'll be happy for the rest of your life.
Nice.
That was like the 1970s or 80s.
Never heard that song.
I'll have to find it sometime and send it to Naomi. I used to have that tape, rap songs from the 1970s. But great comment there, Lauren, and you're right. Sapphire definitely knows her stuff. And Felon, your thoughts?
Well, just to answer Laurent, if the man, he can be short, a little on the heavy side, but if he does it just right, he will always be tall and handsome. Because he stands above anybody else. And if he arrives at the right time and delivers, he is above anything else. And I think this right here tells it all. So it doesn't matter his size, his stature, or anything. I think it matters to the impact he leaves. So this is wow, Sapphire. Like I said, this is on a meter of its own. It's on a scale of hot, beyond hot. Excellent light.
Absolutely. Well said there, Felon. And Tom, your thoughts.
I like how she makes it sound at the beginning almost like a drink. something that's going to definitely hit your entire nervous system. And then as she works your way down through the rest of the descriptions, it is really about how it hits the nervous system and how it affects you and totally moves you and takes over. The push and pull are intoxicating. You ooze a mysteriousness that is hard to ignore. And that last line, the dawn screams of desires experience my body hung over and tall, dark and handsome, with the side of strong. I think most people would want to have a drink like that with a sidecar that hits you just that way. She does a wonderful job of really catching you and getting you thoroughly intoxicated with her idea of a man.
I have to agree. Great comment there. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, just to answer, Laurent, you know, any man that can whisper like this sultry, seductive, beautiful poetry in my ears is tall, dark, and handsome in my book. But flood my ears with saucy tales, tease my mind with sinful words, use your tall, dark, and strong to play, taunt, and tease. Yeah, I just love that stanza, but that's just one. I just love this entire write. So sultry all the way through, and I just love the words, you know, the when she describes herself there, this femme fatale covets, you know, a beast in the sheets. That I just love that. Just an excellent, amazing, powerful write all through here. So sultry and so passionate, Sapphire. Way to go.
Absolutely. I have to agree. I, too, really liked that, that stanza with the flood my ears with saucy tales, tease my mind with sinful words. This was beautiful all the way through. I also really liked the beginning, the midnight hour whispers of desires not easily dismissed. And the push and pull are intoxicating. You ooze. And I like that she spread out the word ooze to give it that physical presence, a mysteriousness that is hard to ignore. Wonderful line throughout, a strong, intense feeling of desire, beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, next I have one for Felon to read. And then I'm going to get into the people that are here with us so that they can read their rights. So, Felon, whenever you're ready.
Absolutely called Confession by Miss Serene. They call it undesirable, forbidden seed of sin. I lose my soul control, subdued by carnal cravings, tasting the sheer sweetness of moist, throbbing lips, stroking to the watch them grow. Some scrunches cherry nipples. I'm found of untouched flesh, watching their silken thighs, feeling their lusty heat. Their sheer velvet glory tempts me into indulgence. I touch the moist petals of sweet, voluptuous ladies. They leave me utterly breathless. I be confessed I'm sinful. I'm drawn to pretty ladies, like a moth to fire and flame.
Great read, Felon, and what a wonderful, sensual, and seductive write by Miss Serene. And Naomi, let's start with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just thought this was a wonderful, you know, a wonderful write on, you know, a woman's attraction to another woman. Like, I have my daughter is gay, and, you know, she has her girlfriend, and you know, they have a beautiful baby girl together, you know, and I see their love, and I see how they're passionate with each other, you know, and it's so beautiful to see. And, you know, it's just a hot right here. And just so beautifully written and, you know, just so sultry and very, very seductive and yeah, just hot. So just an amazing, amazing write all throughout this.
Absolutely, I have to agree. And, you know, as I always say, sensuality comes in all kinds of wonderful forms. So great comment there, Naomi. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Well, the poem is aptly titled Confession. And I was thinking to myself, they call it undesirable, forbidden fruit of sin. And I'm thinking to myself, well, sex is not undesirable. And only the Quakers still think it's a sin, and perhaps not even them. I was taken by the fact that I thought she was talking about one person. She's talking about many. Moist, throbbing lips, stroking to watch them grow. Those scrumptious cherry nipples. I'm fond of untouched flesh. Untouched flesh would be virginal flesh. No implications there. I'm simply noticing that that exists. So perhaps being a lesbian poet, she wants the experience of loving a young woman who may not know that she can love in that fashion. In this day and age, I see many women who I never would have thought would be lesbians embark on that journey. It's not always an easy one, but I find it strangely normal for women to love women. I still find it abnormal to think of men loving men, but women loving women, it's just never bothered me. I do think it's normal in many ways. This is a very hot poem.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I think women just have a very supportive nature of each other. So, yeah, and I have to agree with you, very hot and great comment there. And you are Laurent. Tom, the other gentleman, my apologies, your thoughts.
This again, such a delightful expression of the senses, and this in particularly both the visual and the touch. I'm stroking to watch them grow. I'm getting really caught up in the visual delight the flesh can bring to almost in a way make the heart sing and the body resonate with the joy. I'm fond of the untouched flesh, watching their silken thighs, feeling their lusty heat, their sheer velvet glory, that sense of flesh, the way it moves beneath your hands, reminds you of other things, like touched the moist petals of sweet, voluptuous ladies. It should resonate for any man or woman who likes touch. And is it sinful? Well, depends on where you come from, who you are. Some people find everything is sin. They must live a really barren life. And I think she gathers a life source. She says, I'm drawn to pretty ladies, like a moth to fire. Of course, why not? Great fun.
Right? Absolutely. Great comment there, Tom. And yes, you're right. There is a wonderful sense of the touch and the indulgence and the feel within the right. So, and Fallon, you did a wonderful job of reading that. Your thoughts?
First of all, if you're going to make a confession, make them squirm in their seats when you tell it. Give them something to really listen to. And I think that last line, I'm drawn to pretty ladies like a moth to fire. Light it up, I say. I mean, if you're going to be simple at doing it and do it well. This is Peace. Touched it just amazingly. I mean, it's telling this, her little, like, those scrumptious tree nipples. I'm fond of untouched flesh, watching their silken thighs, feeling their lusty heat. That's the way you bring it. She brought the heat, and she brought it hot. excellent life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comments, everybody. Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful sensual rite all the way through. I love the sense of the touch, the intimacy, the tasting, the sheer sweetness of moist, throbbing lips, stroking to watch them grow. Their sheer velvet glory tempts me into indulgence. I really thought this worked well with the chosen prompt. It's beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, next I'm going to put Laurent's piece up and then go down that road. So, Laurent, whenever you're ready, dear.
Unmute.
Laurent?
Yep, I'm here, sorry. I wrote from a female point of view. God knows why. Maybe I'm just in touch with my feminine side. This is called Sin Coming On. Hey, handsome, buy me a drink. Make it something strong. You give me the oddest shivers. Make me do something wrong. Heat is rising up my hips. I feel a sin coming on. Put your arms around me. Let's dance to a lover's song. Can't take you home, but you can take me anywhere. Another saloon, a private room. I want your fingers in my hair. You're an apex predator, and I'm your willing prey. Take command, mon général. Instruct me. I will obey. As the snake offered an apple to Eve so long ago in Eden, offer me yourself right now. Show me the parts you need eaten. I'm tantalized with that bulge I see before me. It needs a friend, and in the end, I hate to see it lonely. So whip me off my feet. Transport me out of here. At lightning speed, feel my need. My engine's in high gear. And
Great lead there, Lawrence, and what a... just an awesome ride all the way through. And let's get you some comments. Helen, let's start with your thoughts.
I mean, she had me at hello. You're a woman inside of you because you know what? These are the things that go through our minds that we are just such scaredy cats and wusses to say it out loud. And they can see it in our eyes, and they can see it in our touch, and they can see it in us, the grip of each drink that we're like, finally come on to me or what? And so you really touched that. I really like that. I'm tantalized with that bulge of feet before me. It needs a friend. And in the end, I hate it to be lonely. Amen, brother. Amen. Amazing night. Wow.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Great comment, Felon. And Naomi, your thoughts.
Oh, yeah. You shifted us into high gear. You shifted us into overdrive. This is just shaking it all the way down. Just amazing, right? Rhyme and flow, impeccable. And your read, wow. So whip me off my feet. Transport me out of here at lightning speed. Feel my need. My engine's in high gear. This is just amazing. And, you know, the way you put in the snake, offered an apple to Eve so long ago in Eden. Offer me yourself right now. Show me the parts you need eaten. You can just imagine what parts that are. You know, you go straight to the point and didn't let up and didn't let anything, you know, leave anything out and anything hidden in this right. And bravo for that. Just a steaming, steamy hot piece here all the way through, Laurent. Just totally, totally enjoyed it.
Thank you, Naomi.
Great comment, Naomi. And Tom, your thoughts?
No, having met women like this, they definitely come on strong, and if you're not ready to be equally as strong, that's the reason I thought that verse, you're an apex predator, and I'm willing to pay. Take command, my general. Instruct me. I will obey. Is right on the money. Because if you're not totally sure of yourself, they will shake you down so hard you won't know what hit you. This is not surprisingly strong, a lot of fun. I love the last verse. So whip me off my feet, transport me out of here at lightning speed. Feel my knee, my engine's in high gear. That it'll be better to run whether hard and fast or run like hell the other way, young man. Great job.
Thank you, Tom.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like that you got in touch with your feminine side and you wrote this in the voice of a strong woman. It's sensual. It's fun. I really liked this all the way through, but particularly I'm drawn to you're an apex predator. I thought, you know, there's wonderful play on words with the choice of the word apex and predator. You could just feel the hunt going on and what exactly that he's hunting for. I also really liked the playfulness of I'm tantalized with that bulge I see before me. It needs a friend, and in the end, I hate to see it lonely. Just a wonderful write and very well done, Lawrence.
Thank you, Pam.
And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Yeah, well, I have Felon's piece up. So, darling, whenever you're ready, just go ahead and give that a read for us.
It's an honor. It's been a while since I wrote, so here we go. It's to your prompt, that sweet perfume. One in hell. It's in the air, one that calls him to fill. Knowing his button gets his motor running and pumping, giving him that look with all the night needed for passion to be off the hook. Fingers begin to play as tomorrow turns naughty, black, gray. Come, my lover, and join the party beneath desire's pepper. It's that sweet perfume taking his inhibitions to my, oh, yes, bedroom in flame.
Great read and write there, Felon. It's good to see you back with your brevities that really pack a punch. And, Laurent, let's start with your thoughts.
Yeah, giving him that look was all the night needed for passion to be off the hook. I love the way she phrased it. I love the tense and the person that she wrote it in, making animating night in that way. And he kind of did that all through it. Fingers began to play as tomorrow turns naughty black to gray. That's nicely done. And, you know, you're right about one thing. Well, more than one. giving him that look. When a woman sees that look, she's calling you to her bed. And woe to the man who ignores that. What a human time. Nicely done.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron.
Absolutely. Great comment, Lawrence. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is awesome, awesome writing here, Felon. I mean, you packed so much, such a punch into this brevity here, you know, in so few words. It's just so passionate. And the way you twist the words around, the wordplay, just loved it. Just the way that you wrote, taking his inhibitions to my, oh, yes. Bedroom. Yeah, I just love that you put that oh yes in there. Just neat. And of course, you know, fingers begin to play as tomorrow turns naughty black to gray. I just love that phrasing there. Yeah, this is just an awesome, awesome brevity. So naughty all throughout. Just brilliantly written.
And it's only 69 words if you get it.
Oh,
yeah.
Awesome. I like that. I like that. Great comment there, Naomi. And Tom, your thoughts?
Well, I thought this was right to the mark. I guess you could say that everything comes down to knowing his on button gets his motor running and pumping. Because it's everything along, and it seems to be recognizing the fact that I think women on the whole know men far better and recognize that it's pretty easy to get a man running strong before he even knows what hit him. Women are a little bit more subtle, even if they can be just as ferocious, perhaps more so than men realize. And she shows that in things as simple as some lover enjoying that beneath desire's covered is that perfect to my, oh yes, bedroom. Yeah, hits it on the nose. Short, sweet, to the point, and like Amy pointed out, it's 69 words. But more needs to be.
Thank you, Tom.
Number 69.
Great comments, everybody. And yeah, this is a wonderful sensual brevity, Fel. And I too really like this all the way through, but you know, giving him that look was all the knight needed for passion to be off the hook. I thought that was a wonderful line in the communicating without words and come my lover and join the party beneath desire's cover. Wonderful lines there, and the idea to me that you've already gotten the party started and he just needs to join in. So wonderful, right? And very well done. And all right, great comments, everybody. And Naomi, what do you got for us next?
Well, I have Tom. Tom, I have your piece up, so whenever you're ready, just go ahead and read that for us.
Okay, I apologize. This isn't my sexiest stuff. This is I'm still hot in the process of creation, you might say, because I wrote this at 7:50, almost 8 o'clock. So bear with me. It's called Read Between the Lines. I'm tired this time. I don't want to have to read between the lines, decide what is defined. What am I making up, and what is really real. Can't tell how I feel. Love is not a show. I know people are people, not really sure about anything. When you're seeing it's more than the birds in the sky, more than trying to get by. Tell me, what is the truth? Can we get down to the roots, be plain, remain just as we are? Is it all a masquerade ball? And midnight never comes, so the masks are never undone. And am I just guessing at what it all really means? And can I really believe they care? Or is it just a dream? I own a dog, get along with cats, but I don't want to end up an old man with only pets. I'm tired this time. Can't read between the lines. I want you to be with me, so don't ask me how I feel. I will tell you something real. It will be more than I'm fine or some other everyday line. Love, love, love. I will say it again and again because it is the moon I'm in, and love goes on, and my mood, right or wrong, is what is to make life into a song where everyone can sing along. So when you go to bed, the day is done and said. Be sure to say your prayers. I hope you wish I am there beside you. I want to lay beside you, tell you how wonderful you are. I think you are a star. I don't want to wish on you from afar. I know this piece will have to end like a letter I never send. I keep saying in my heart, I love you. I love you. Don't read between the lines. There's nothing to be found there. I am what you want. Ending right here. Keep me near, a forever where it's clear we are.
Great reading right there, Tom. I really like how this the general vibe of this light is about that love that we desire to have and that straightforward communication and not reading between the lines. but being honest and straightforward with each other and presenting what we want and what we need. Yeah, I thought this was a great emotive write all the way through with a certain passion and intensity and a need for love. And I did like that ending. So don't read between the lines. There's nothing to be found there. I am what you want. I am standing right here. And also love, love, love. I will say it again and again because it is the mood I am in. Love goes on and on, and my mood, right or wrong, is to make life into a song. You know, there's something about finding that right kind of love that makes your heart sing. So I thought this was beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, there's just something about, you know, when a man opens up and, you know, there's no fluff. You know, there's nothing superficial. It's just him, and in all his simplicity, in all his vulnerability, you know, there's just something so sexy about that, you know, just being true and just being sincere, and you know, and I think most women will be drawn to this, you know, and so just an amazing right here all through Tom, so well written, so well expressed. And, you know, just a beautiful, beautiful write. Just enchanted me all the way through.
Great comment, Naomi. And, Laurent, your thoughts?
The way it begins, the way Tom begins, it's, I'm tired this time. I don't want to have to read between the lines. Decide what is defined, what am I making up and what is really real, can't tell how I feel. You reach a point in your life when the thought of playing the game, all the little foibles, all the little masks, all the assumptions, all the alterations that we make to who we really are in order to remain successful at that game, at a certain point you want to dispense with all of that. You just want it to go away and just plainly state how you feel. Tell me, what is the truth? Can we get down to roots, be plain and remain just as we are? Is it all a masquerade ball and midnight never comes, so the masks are never undone? And he speaks of not wanting to end up an old man with only pets and repeats again, I am tired this time. I can't read between the lines. He can only tell her how he feels, and not to go looking for something that isn't there, because the only thing in his heart is love, and not just for her, but love for everyone, which I think is a noble sentiment. Nicely done.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well said there, Laurent. And Felon, your thoughts?
Oh, my gosh, Tom, I really think Read Between the Lines is an amazing title for this poem, because basically people send us what they say or what they think they feel, and you're basically saying this, and this, and it's like, damn it, come on, just spit it out. And yet at the end, you just lay it all on the line. You don't leave a line to be read between. You read the lines as they are, and you mark the line in the sand of what your love is and what you're willing to devote to that other person. And to me, that's amazing, because people can make you read between the lines when you shouldn't have to, when it should all be said in one thing. Is it what it is or not? And if it's not, I'm not going to cross that line, nor am I going to try to read between it. So it's amazing, amazing write. Excellent, excellent take on the prompt.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Great comments, everybody. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Well, next, he's been waiting so patiently. Frank is on the board, so I have his write-up. So that has a SoundCloud. So whenever you're ready, Pam.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and find that and push play. Here we go.
Nee. wrap myself around the seductive sinage of a floral awakening, a passion, a fresh fragrance of eroticism, a diverna of incarnal deflowerment, titillating my limbs and inducing the ardor of my pheromones, undressing the magnetism of the effects of your exotic incantation. An olfactory sentience of a distinct scent, completely expanded, rich vanilla and amber scent, the nocturnal spicy shades, so irresistible, pounding musky tones, evoke the softness and sensuality of my skin, a lascivious addiction that feeds the illusion of the arousal of lovers. I can feel a deep fever and rupture in me in an intoxicating shiver when I drench my body in the aroma of your powerful perfume. I yearn to feel the salivating oil from your tender, rose-petal lips unveil the naked inhibitions of your secret desires in the bedroom. I want to be lost in the aching flash of an aesthetic art of sin and temptation. Make love of potent sand, of the wax of licorice and cinnamon, and the candles that burn with the flame of our sexual exploration. That sweet perfume of yours is the smell of a sexy woman with raven hair. Eres el olor que me despierta, la mujer que me seduce. Tu perfume y belleza, solo quiero leer tu cuerpo. You are the smell that awakens me, the woman who seduces me, with a perfume and beauty. I just want to smell your body.
Great reading right there, Frank. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Naomi, let's start with your thoughts.
Oh, my. you know, he just got me with all those scents. You know, I can never say it enough. Just, you know, the olfactory sentience of a distinct scent, completely exposed, rich vanilla, amber scents with nocturnal, spicy shades, so irresistible. You know, the powdery and musky tones evoke the softness and sensuality of my skin. Oh, that's just so beautifully said there. And then when he gets down to the wax of licorice and cinnamon and the candles that burn, just sends this amazing shivers all over. You know, I want a night like this with those candles burning and those scents. It's just amazing writing here, Frank. You know, one of your best sensual pieces, I think, that I've read. Maybe because I'm such a fan for scents and aromas and perfumes, but just loved it all the way through. You know, so passionate, so hot. Just an amazing ride here.
Absolutely, I have to agree. And I noticed that quite a few people took that prompt, that sweet perfume. And I think that is because a lot of people are attracted to scent and the allure of it. So absolutely wonderful comment there, Naomi. And Tom, your thoughts?
I love this. I mean, I find the descriptions of the scents, the choices, cinnamon, the licorice, the vanilla, and then the indescribable scent, nocturnal, spicy shade, so irresistible. A lascivious addiction that feeds the ambrosia of the arousal of lovers. But part of what's really funny about this, and for me in a sense, is, like I said, I can't smell. And my wife is allergic to all perfumes. So, except for the good cooking, you don't get nothing else in this house. At the same time, your use of words and the way that you spin them around and the rhythms and the sounds are so beautiful that regardless, this is incredibly seductive. I love that last verse. You have a smell that awakens me, the woman who seduces me with her perfume and beauty. I just want to smell your body. Then, like a matador, ready to face anything. Olé, olé. But how great and wondrous is it? It's just great fun. This is a beautiful, stunning piece of work here, Frank.
It truly is. Truly is. Great comment there, Tom. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to read a poem written by somebody who has a working knowledge of the English language to a degree that I don't have, for instance. I'll take the first line. I wrap myself around the seductive sillage of a floral awakening of passion. And I admire the use of the word sillage because that's basically the aroma of perfume. But it's the aroma of perfume when it's worn by a woman, because putting it on, of course, changes the scent. If I had to choose a particular stanza, it would be, I want to be lost in the aching flesh of an aesthetic art of sin and temptation, which I think is a great line. And of course, I believe it was Naomi who remarked on the balance of that particular stanza. But all the stanzas are beautifully written with a sense of the language that is really magnificent. If I had to urge Frank to do one thing, though, it would be to record his SoundClouds at a much louder volume, because I had a great deal of trouble making out anything that he was saying, which is a shame. I love listening to Frank.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment there, Laurent. And you're right. Frank does have a great command of language and when to use the right imagery in the right places. And I, too, really like that stanza about, I want to be lost in the aching flesh and aesthetic art of sin and temptation. Make love with the potent scent of the wax of licorice and cinnamon. And you just take it all in. Also, I really like that beginning. I wrap myself around the seductive sillage of floral awakening of passion, a fresh fragrance of eroticism. You know, wonderful lines there, wonderful use of not only imagery, but the sense that one takes in as they are close to a lover. So beautifully written and very well done. And Naomi, I believe we have time for one more. So what do you got for us next?
Well, I have, sorry, getting back here. I was just letting my cat in. I'm going to put up another SoundCloud. So here we go, by Eric Svensson. And whenever you're ready, Pam.
All right, here we go.
Deltaic lobe maturity. O apple of my eye, you William Tell me each time. Stoic heroic feet apart. Brace myself as swift arrows fly. Splice, split, resolve. Stands the resistance, sniper bullet shattered. Once bitten, thrice keen. Spelunker tongue explores. Fearless exploration of moist darkness. scuba diver glide in search of lost treasure. Measure by measure, river delta exploration encourage. Feisty pheromones arrow, fireflies ignite the night. Hovercraft skims the Everglades, once bitten, thrice smitten. Sanguine sigh of siren songs, canal gondola coaxed, guided down wet flanks. O mulberry, cranberry, apple of my eye, pomegranate juice dribbles down. Tributaries, river delta, sweet flag parts desires bulrushes. Sacred ibis take flight, wing skeins boomerang back. Cleopatra dreams upon a burnished barge. Culmination of heated desire waves. Nile crocodiles blush, dive even deeper. Apple of my eye, William, tell me till the Nile floods again. Deltaic lobe maturity, crucible condensance, passions built up sediment. Smaller, shallower channels, cauldron contained. Falcon, bound me with leather fetters to your wrists. Hood, covetous, cobalt blue eyes. Vagabond, harbor me in your cool palm oasis. Place passion sweetmeats upon keen spelunker tongue. Suckle scented dates upon your beloved's chest. Rose water tributary baptizes your infidel. End poem.
Great reading right there, Eric. Thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Laurent, your thoughts?
Yeah, first of all, phenomenal writing. And that's nothing new from this gentleman. I remarked on this the other night. I'll say it again briefly. He takes a noun, for instance, a name. In this case, William Tell. In another case, hang on. Good Lord, you'd think, oh, vagabond harbor me, falcon bound me. And by using the noun as a verb, he instantly, with one or two words, graces us with the whole backstory of whatever that particular, I mean, when he says, will you, William, tell me each time, we instantly know what he means. Just by using William Tell. And I admire that because it adds so much more to the poem, which, again, is absolutely phenomenal.
Absolutely. I have to agree with one of the ladies who does that. So great comments. And Tom, your thoughts?
I just find it amazing how well he can play with language so that on one hand, you could read this and it would be a exploration of ancient thought combined with the flavors and the fresh fruit. But taken from another, it is the constant penetration of the body and the orgasms that follow. Done over and over again in each verse and shown in all the different ways that one can possibly imagine it, using the sense of the Nile and the Delta and William Penn in ways that perhaps it was never intended, but it is sure fun to follow his thought patterns in using it. Very, very, I love the once bitten, thrice keen, spelunker tongue explores. I mean, talk about innuendo. The man never stops. I thought it was playing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. One innuendo after another. So absolutely wonderful comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I agree with everything that's been said. you know, and such a masterful, you know, use of language, you know, by Eric every single time. Just amazes me, just blows me away. But, you know, also what I find so witty and clever is that, you know, the prompt was, right now that apple's looking mighty fine, and he takes William Tell, you know, and I find that that was just so witty. Just to think of that, you know, and to make this such a sensual rite, you know, with William Tell at the base of it in the beginning and all through. Just an amazing rite here, and so witty, clever. So intelligently written.
Absolutely. I have to agree. It's intelligent, it's sensual, it's witty. I did like the William Tell reference. A hovercraft skims the Everglades. Spelunker tongue explores. You know, there's nothing better than a man who likes to go exploring. And, you know, just an absolutely seductive and fun write, wonderful use of metaphor and imagery, and to allude us to what is going on. So beautifully written and very well done. And I'd like to say thank you, as always, to Naomi for being a wonderful co-host. Thank you to Lawrence, Tom, and Felon for calling in. Thank you to Sapphire and anyone else who hung, and Diane for hanging out on the board. Thank you to everyone who is listening or will be listening later and who vote for the show. We truly appreciate you all. This has just been an absolutely amazing show. I've enjoyed myself very much. And I think we'll go ahead and do the few carryovers we have left on mine and Naomi's next sensual show. But I'll let people know for sure. So have a good night, everyone.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.